For the Gemara, no, we just have before was shipuyin. If a guy comes and shields off the extra inch off his nose, the Ikar Avodah Zarah Kayemis. He made it to make the statue look nice. So the Ikar Avodah Zarah is still here, that's the loss of Anor. Uketani, we learned, Litzarko, if the guy is chiseling off the nose because it's too long, he wants to make it look nicer, yeah, so it says he Asura, the statue itself is still awesome, but the Shifu Mutarim, but the piece that they chiseled off is Mutar. So what do you see? Even though the Ikar is still Kayim, but since now it's a broken piece, the broken piece by itself is only to throw away, it's Mutar Banor. So we have a kashir also. The leaves that fall off the tree, once they fall off, they're broken leaves. So they should become mutar banor, according to Rish Lakish. Even though the guy didn't do it himself, but it's like a broken statue, that according to Rish Lakish, it's mutar banor. So we're saying, no, there's a big difference. Rav Huna bred Rav Yeshua Omar, he says like this, L'fi shein avodes kechofim v'teila derech gidilasa. This is the way the tree grows. That's a normal manner for a tree to grow, to have new leaves. So therefore, when a tree, when the leaves fall off the tree, there's no bitl at all. That's the normal way the tree lives. And that's the Avodah Zarah. So it's normal for the leaves to fall off. Therefore, there's no bitl. Therefore, the tree, the leaves are still asav anor. But over here, when you chisel off a piece off the nose, that's not called derech gidilasoi. So there, what you broke off is a broken piece. That piece becomes mutter, even though the ikar is kayim. But over here, it's not only a svar where the ikar of the tree is here, but even the leaves that fall off, that's the normal derech. Rashi says, that darka shall call a shana, losha. That's the way a tree grows, it gives off leaves. Ulegad lacherim. Therefore, there's no bitl at all. Eisvei, Reb Shimon ben Lakish of Yechon. Reb Lakish now finds the Yechakasha, that's Reb Yechon. You, Reb Yechon, say that a broken statue, broken Avodah Zarah, is still asa v'hanor. If it broke by itself, as long as we do not know that the guy himself broke it, it's the loss of anor. I would learn like this: kan shabroi she'ilan. If you have a bird nest, a nest on top of a tree, shel hegdish. If it belongs to hegdish, means this tree was a tree of hegdish. Somebody was makdish the tree, and now you find a bird nest on top. The locker is loynen and loymalin. Like midrabon, you should have anor from the bird nest, but if you have anor, loymalin. Rashi says, Lenenin, the Yosem of the Rabbanin, for Lenalin, Imnena Lemo Midiraisa. She's Chayam Kobe, Milut Lemusum, explain why not. If you have enjoyment from it, it's not Osir Banor Midiraisa. What's going to be Beroisha Shel Asherah? Let's say you find this bird nest on top of the Asherah tree, on top of the Avodah Zarah. So it says here, Yat is Bekona, you can knock it down with the reed, and the Havamidir is and use it. Rashi says, Yakis Bakona, Yashtat Atse Akona Bamakil, Nilam, Viyasafeno, Viyenamen. And you could use it, you could use the nest, have enjoyment, use it for wood, to burn it for fuel. But why does it say knock it down? Because you can't climb up the tree, because then you have it gone off from the tree, it's a ladder. So you're not going to climb up the tree. But just take a stick and knock down the bird nest, and it says you're allowed to use it. So, Kosaka, that's the Havaminer is, Kagoi Sheshibra Mimenu Eitzim. The Havaminer is, where did this nest come from? It came from the fact that the birds picked off pieces from the Yatzei Asherah, and from that wood they made their nest. Yeah, it says, going Sheshibra Mimenu Eitzim, the Kinsubhen, and from that they made their nest. So who are these pieces? Why is it Mutabanoa? It came from an Avodah Zarah. Uktani, it says, Yatzei Bekona, just knock down the nest and you'll have to use them. So why? Because it's called Nishtabra Me'aleho. Yeah. So according to Rosh Lakish, it's very good. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you say when a tree, when an Avodah Zarah breaks by itself, if a guy doesn't break it, it's the loss of anor. See here, the guy didn't break the branches. The birds came and picked off some branches off the tree, and they made a nest from those branches. And it says now the nest is mutav anor. So it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, I'll answer, Rabbi Yochanan says, how come I ask you to go in the ICH of Mialma? Who told you the birds made the nest from the wood of the Yatzei Asherah? No. They took the wood from other trees. They brought it from other places. The kids of them, they just made the nest over here. And I'll bring you proof. That's why it's Mutav Anor. Of course, the nest itself was not made from Yatzei Asherah. They can then bring you proof on this. Tanya says, Gabi Hed, it says in the Rish in the first place, if the nest was made on top of a tree of Hegdish, it says, Loinenin, like Midirabonin, you can't have Anor from the nest. But v'loy meilin, but there's no v'simila. If you take the nest and have enjoyment from it, you're not over nisidiraisa. So the question is, why not? You could tell me very good, the Eitzim Yalma, we're talking about now that the birds made the nest from wood, from other trees. That's why it's only us and Midrabanan over here. You should not have nor from it Midrabanan, because it looks like it comes from the Atzei Hegdish. So Midrabanan, they tell you, not have any enjoyment from this nest. But let's say you take the nest and you burn it, you have enjoyment from it. You're not over near the Mila. Why? Because it's wood, the wood, the nest, did not come from Atzei Hegdish. It came from other wood. That's why it's Mutzah Banu Midiraisa. It's very good, according to this. But if you want to tell me, you can tell me, that the nest came from the tree itself, the birds broke off the wood from the tree, the kids, so they made a nest over their pen, and so, they took the wood from the Atzei Hegdish, so why is the nest Mutzah Banu Midiraisa? The wood was Atzei Hegdish. The wood should be Asa Banu. So Morris says, Midi'iri, Okadishi, Midi'iri, are we talking like that? Hochi Bigdulin, Havoin Liyachem Mikanaskinen. Who told you we're talking about the wood that was there when the person was Makdish the tree? The Loch is like this. When you're Makdish the tree, true, the wood that's there right now, that's Asa Midiraisa. But the Gedulim, the new branches that grow on later, that's only Yosem and Rabbonim. We all Geduli Hegdish is Mutter. So we're talking about now that the birds made the nest from the new branches that grew after you were Matkishit. Because somewhere our Tani he holds a Mila the Gedulim. There's no Issa Mila on the Gedulim, the things that grow later. Mila is only something that you were Matkish Pepeh. Your mouth has to be Matkishit. So what was here, Bishas, you were Matkishit, that's Osem and Iraisa. For it grows later, it's only Midrabanan. So the cloud, there's no proof in this bright, it's not a Kashan of Yechlon, and it will not be a riot for a Shlokish. You can learn both ways from this bright. Rabahu Amrab Yechlon, it says different shot here. My Yatid, you know what it says before, that you can knock down this nest off the Atzei Asher and use it. It does not mean you could use the wood itself. Maybe the wood itself is still Asabano. According to Rabbi Yechlon, the wood itself may be Asabano. So what does it mean to knock it down? Yatz be'frechem, it just means you could use the chickens, the eggs that's inside it. That's not Asa Banu. Even though the wood itself is like Asa Banu according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, because it comes from Atzei Asherah, but the eggs that's inside it, that's Mutzah Banu. That's what I meant to say. Knock it down and use the eggs. Or malaria of Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlis, V'yastavach, I'll explain to you, be'frechem kan v'kan mutarim. It could be, if there are birds there, both, whether the birds are on top of the Atzei Asherah or on top of the Atzei Hegdish, birds are Mutter. The Beitzim can v'kan asurim. But if there are eggs there, the eggs are also in both places. Rashi says, why? She'tzrichim lilin. Because the eggs still need the mother, they need the tree, they have to be in the nest. They have to hatch yet. So since the eggs need the tree-like, the gossip of Rabbanan Kalilun Atzmai. The Rabbanan gave an exam as if it's part of the tree itself. So just like the Atzei Asherah and the Atzei Hegdish is also Banu, the same thing, the eggs also with the Rabbanan are also Banu. That's what he would say. But the birds, that's Mutter. And Amravashi, the Efroichim Shetzvichim Limon Kibetim Dami, it depends. If the Efroichim are young chicks that just hatched, that they can't fly yet, they also have to stay there. They also need their mother there, so they'll be Yosem with their Rabbanan, like the eggs itself. They still need a tree, they would also be Yosem. It's only Mutter, bigger birds, that can fly away. They do not need the tree, that for sure is Mutter. But the nest itself, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the nest itself would be Yosem Banu. And we pass with Rabbi Yechanan, so the nest itself would still be Yosem Banu.
Yeah, the Mishnah Mem Beis Amud Beis. Hamoitzi Kalim, if somebody, a Jew, finds some Kalim in the street, the Aleyem Surat Chama, they have the Surah, the picture, the form of the sun, Surat Lavona, the picture of a moon, Surat Darkun, the picture of a dragon. The locher is, Yolichim Liyam HaMelech. You have to be afraid that the Goyim use these things, they worship them, and therefore it's also Bahanor, so you have to just throw it into the ocean. Liyam HaMelech. Could be. It depends what type of a kli, what type of utensil it's on. if it's on something that's mechubid, that's respectful, that's important, so then asurim, it's also bano, they must probably worship it. But shal ha mavuzin mutarim. So on a simple kli, ordinary kli, we say most probably they did not worship it. The only just made the picture like this, therefore it's still mutar bahano. Nothing more says. Lamaimu, you want to tell me to lahanihu de palchi that lo to these things, to the sun, to the moon, and to a dragon, they worship. And therefore you have to be afraid if you have the picture on a kli, they worship this kli. But lemidiach rinilai, but other things they do not worship. Because mashma, if you have a picture of something else, it's mutabano. But the more is this true, Reminu will ask you a question. It says the Gemara in Chulin that has shoichet. When somebody makes a shchita, he has his animal, and he shechts in the animal, and he has in mind, or he speaks out, lishum yamin, like he's doing it for the purpose of the star, the master, the spirit of the ocean. Or lishum nahara, for the spirits on the rivers. Lishum midbar, to the spirit in the midbar. Lishum chama, to the spirit of the sun. Lishum levona, lishum kechavim, to the stars. Umazalos, the planets. Lishum michol, star hagadol, to the spirit of this malach. The malach michol is the star hagadol. Ras lishum shilshol, cotton. Even to the spirit of a small kilas, Rashi says, a small worm. But if your intentions are to shift the animal to one of these spirits, Talakuris Hare Elu, Zipchem Mason, that the animal is also Bano, we consider like the guy or the Jew, whoever did this, the Jew, made the Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, to see it was normal to worship not only the sun or the moon, but to worship anything, a lot of different things. That if he had in mind B'Shah Shechita to one of these spirits, so he said that Korban is Zipchem Mason, it's a Korban L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Where is this Omer Abayim, Miflach lechoil demishkachi palchi. True. To anything they could find that they'll think it has a spirit, they would worship. So there are a lot of things that the goyim would go to worship. But meitzar umafalchi, but to make a form on a kli, and then to worship this form, saltayuhani tzlos of the chashivi, these three things, these three simonim, which are very chashi, very important. They would make the form on a kli, they would form out the form of a sun or the moon or a dragon, and they would worship this utensil, this kli. But for something else, for just a yam or a dinahoris or the other things, the shil shakatan, if we would see them make it on a kli, we would say that it's just a beauty, that's all, but not that they would actually worship it. Because the three main things they would worship, that's the sun, the moon, and the dragon. But other things, we do not say they worship the kli, but it's just there for beauty. That's the luck. If they have a cross, or they have any symbol they have, that they just wear for noi, it's mutav hanor. You'll have to sell those things. It's only something that they actually worship. It can't just be a sign of beauty, a charm. It has to be something that they worship, this charm. That's the Mishnah saying. If you find the kli, which kingdom do we say that the goyim really worshipped this kli, only if it has a picture of one of these three things. These three things are kosher.
The Rebbe is selling it
now. Yeah.
The other one says, Yamankit Rav Sheshis, Chumre Masnisa Vitani. The Sheshis went to collect together the Chumris that it says in Mishnayis and the Brises, and he put them together. Vitani taught us like this. It says, Kol ha-mazalois mutarim. All the different planets you're allowed to make, chutz mi-mazal chamal avonim. Only not the planet of the sun and the moon, that's also. So we'll soon see what does it mean. Does it mean there are one or two ways to learn here? Either it's also to make it, there's a special law, we'll soon see, not to make the form of the sun or the moon. Or does it mean to say if you find a picture, you find a kli that has this picture on it, it's also b'hanot to you, you have to be afraid the goyim worshipped it already. So we'll soon see what it means. So one halacha was, all the planets are okay. Chutz mi-mazal chamal avonim. Second halacha was v'chol ha-pratufim, all faces mutarim you're allowed to chutz mi-paratavodim, excluding the face of a man, that's also. So we'll see what it means. V'chol ha-tzuras, all pictures also mutarim ha-muta chutz mi-tzuras darkim, excluding the picture of a dragon, that's also. These are the three halachas he learned. Now Omama, what did we just say? Kol ha-mazalis mutarim, all the planets are muta chutz mi-mazal chamu levona, excluding the mazal of the chamu levona. Now, take out the word hokam. But my asking, what are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell me, be oisa, where the Jew is making these things, he's making the form of a picture that has the form of a sun, or the sun, the form of a moon. Ibi oisa, Kolamazolus Mishor, is it true what you're saying? You're allowed to make a form of any planet. Well, it says, the Pasuk says, Loisasun iti, do not make with me. And with Darshan, it means, Loisasun kidmus, Shamoshai, Hamishamshim, Lefonet Amorim. We're not allowed to make any forms of what Hashem has serving him upstairs. It means all the planets, anything, all the Srofim, Chayas, Vafanim, all the things that are serving Hashem upstairs, we are not allowed to make a form of. So it comes out that all the mazolus, it should be also to make a form. The asiyah, to make the form of it, should be also. It's also true. El Pshita, for sure, the ratio of this bright, what it means to say is, b'moitza, that if somebody finds a kli that has the picture of the mazolus, you're allowed to keep it, it's mutabano. That we do not say they worship these kelim. Only the picture, like says the Mishnah, of the chama and the levona. Who could it's not, like we learned in our Mishnah, how moitzi kelim, if somebody finds a kli, the aleim surah chama surah levona, and on this kli it has the form, the picture of the sun or a moon, we'll soon see what a picture means, so, or else surah darken, yalichim liyala melech. That's our Mishnah. So mashm, only these two planets are also. But if you have a form of other planets, a form means it has to be sticking out, it has to be boiled, that you can see the form of it. So mashma, other planets are mutter. What are we talking about? Not for a Jew to make it, just if you find a kli that has the form of other planets, you're allowed to keep it. We do not say the goyim worship it. Yeah. For the Moriba Moitzah, the Brisa now is talking about that kelim that we find, what's the middle halacha? Says, kol ha-patsufim mutarim. All faces are okay. Only the face of a man. Now, even Moitzah, if you just found this kli that has a picture of a man on it, parts of Adam, the other. Is it us if you find the kli that has a picture of a man? We do not say the goyim worship it. Yes, now, we wrote in our Mishnah. How Moitzah came of Yaleim, Surah Chama, Surah Levana, Surah Darkin, Yalikul Yamamelech. So the Ikh is Surah Darkin in. Only the form of a dragon do we say the goyim worship. But parts of Adam lie, if we just find the clear that has a face, then the image of a face on it, we do not say the goyim worship it, so it's mutabano. So how could the Brisa say, kol ha-patsufa mutarim, chutz mi-parts of Adam? Why is it also to keep the parts of an Adam? So what's that? The Pshita, sure, the Brisa means here, b'yaisa. We're talking about, you're not allowed to make it. That a Jew is not allowed to make a picture, the form of a man, the face of a man. It can't be both, can't be sticking out, the form of a man. Ukra rapuna, grant of Yeshua. Like he just dashed in the plus figure with Sassan E.T. No, that's not his Joshua, we'll soon see. Well, that's next to me, we'll soon see. The other one, she says, means Kidmusi. He also dashed in this word E.T. means Oisi, in order to make the form of Hashem himself. And we know a person is made Kitalma Kidmusai, so a person is the Telemelekim, in order to make the form of an other. So here the middle part is talking about making. It's an instance to make the form of a man. If so, Ebi, we're talking about making a Seifa. What's the third halacha we just learned? The third halacha was Kol Hatsuras Mutaris, all the forms are Mutar. If you want to tell him, you're allowed to make them. Chut Mitsuras Darkon, only the form of the dragon is offered to make. So Mori asked, no. Ebi, we're talking about making these forms. Suras Darkon, the author. Why is there an issue to make the form of a dragon? That's not upstairs. The dragon is downstairs. You're allowed to make forms of people or things here. But here the pasuk says, "Leisasin iti elohei chesed v'lohei v'lohei zohar." So iti means what we said before, the shamashim b'marim. Only things that serve Hashem upstairs, but things that serve Hashem downstairs here, we're allowed to make the forms. So why does it say the third one, a tzuras darken is also? So hani in tzuras darken light, it's only also to.